tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to another episode of Dancing with the Stars, or should we call it Smoking with the Stars? There was so much smoke last night. I'm Kristen Burr. We are so excited to be here with you. Next to me, my co-host, Jake.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Across the table, Sari Serrano.
What's up? Halloween week!
Yeah. And your birthday week.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And next to Sari, we finally got him back here after season 15 was the last time we saw you, Louie. Louie Van Amstel.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me back.
And I'm so sorry. I know you've been trying.
I've been trying. I cornered him at like an event. I'm like,
that
just
sounds like
in.
You. I love it. I would do the same thing.
And I travel so much for my dance business program. Yeah. Yes. And now that I'm back on the show, I'm here for 3 months. So it's good.
Well, we'd love to have you back. How did you know that you were in the mix, or was it kind of like a last minute thing, like some of the other pros where they're like, are we on? Am I not on?
Well, I found out literally on a Thursday, end of August. So Thursday, I was told on Sunday I would get on the plane. Wow. But I wasn't told yet where. But after I met Paula, she told me that she requested me and that she insisted on having me as a partner. So I thought that was a very nice gesture from her.
That's an honor.
To request me.
Absolutely.
So, I love that. And tell us about Paula, because, I mean, here's the one interesting thing about her. She's coming off of a couple years of a ton of controversy. Were you nervous? Was she nervous about the public perception?
I think Paula was nervous. First of all, I had a blast with Paula. I love Paula. What you see is what you get. So everybody that says she's faking her Southern accent, no. Off camera, on camera, she is a Southern belle, and she talks like it, and she acts like it, and we have the best time. Now, she was nervous about so many things. First of all, she hasn't worked out for 50 years. Wow. She has a gym in her home, but I think there's more dust on those machines than her actually entering the room. And she says that herself. And then she had actually a torn meniscus.
Oh, and we knew
that week one, but she didn't want to play that card. She said, I'm not here to play that card. I'm not here. So she worked through at least 8 weeks, 2 weeks before the show started, and then 6 weeks during the show. So she was nervous. Can she do it? But she did 6 weeks, and she got better every single week. And she got out so much stronger, her body. In the end, she did an MRI last week, the day she got voted off, the day after. And she not only had a torn meniscus, she also had a fractured knee. And she got stronger and stronger. So
That's
I said,
amazing.
Girl, you can do anything you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is she having surgery or anything because of that?
Just healing? I haven't talked to her for 5 days now. But she enjoyed a few days of Vegas with her husband right after she got voted off.
We have to say, really quick, though, a torn meniscus is no joke, because I've had them, and sometimes it's hard to even walk without pain.
Oh, if you see the packages, the way she got up, it's just literally like that. And I chose Quick Step for week one, so I thought, how am I going to do this?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I didn't find out until after we had decided we're going to do Quick Step. So it was interesting.
It's interesting. A woman had some good legs for not working out for 50 years.
Yeah, she did. She had some good legs and good feet. Yeah.
She was a cheerleader when she was in high school. And what I didn't know, she was actually a little bit of a model.
Really?
In her,
I love it.
Early
it's
days.
So fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, my gosh.
I love it. And did you eat well over the 8 weeks?
Too well, probably.
The day I met, we actually met in her kitchen.
Yes.
And I couldn't get a word out, and she stuffed a muffin and then a cookie. And at the end of rehearsal, I had 5 cookies and 4 muffins.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. You're Mr. Blast or Mr. Super Fit. You must have been like, I got to do an extra class.
Right.
A couple extra reps.
Yes. And she's actually, when she realized what LeBlast was and what it is doing for people, she became a very big supporter. Sweet. And whenever she could, she would promote it. So I'm very excited about her support.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And what did you think about Savannah? That's where I went to college, so I love Savannah.
I love
so
Savannah,
much.
Especially the square mile of the inner city, the historic side. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's beautiful.
It. And it's, I think, one of the best schools in the world.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So you went to
I've
got to
visit
best.
Savannah.
Yeah,
yes.
it's so much fun.
It's
literally like heaven on earth. It's so gorgeous.
It's so charming. Wow.
But you have to kind of believe in ghosts a little bit.
Okay.
Then you can do a lot of tours.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love ghost
stories
cool.
sometimes.
It's like New Orleans. You got to believe in the
exactly.
ghosts and you got to eat a lot of good food.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into last night, which was Halloween night. The smoke monster pretty much ate everyone up.
yes.
Let's get right into the dances because we've got a lot to talk about. And Nick and Sharna kicked off the night with their Frankenstein Argentine tango. I know. Frankensteinstein. There we go. Louis, I'm going to let you start. What did you think of it?
It was a very interesting night. I was actually up on the third floor. I did All Access Live for the show. So I was front and center. And everybody that starts in that first spot is double nervous because does that mean you're going to get lower scores? Does that mean they're going to hit you harshly? And that kind of happened to Nick and Sharna. And I think it compared to the others, they were underscored.
And that traditionally happens in that spot. I always feel like they feel like and they need to have a place to build.
2 weeks prior, I was there with Tamar, and we had the same thing.
You felt it.
Felt it. Yes, it's not a good spot, that first spot. No.
Now, what about Nick? You know, he comes in with, you know, some sort of movement background from his time in Backstreet Boys. Where, you know, we're kind of nearing the end of the competition. Where does he need to improve at this point?
Well, I think he already had the message. You could see in the first few weeks that he was a Backstreet Boy dancer. Now he's becoming more of a refined dancer. You see that he's learning more sophisticated posture and arm execution. And they had an Argentine tango. So it was more an internal dance versus the Paso Doble, which is more explosive. So I think the judges were punishing them for kind of being more subdued. Mm. But I think for Halloween night, it needs to be a little more punchy.
Yep.
And then being the first out of the gate, that didn't help either. But I think Nick is a front runner, and I think he's going into the final.
I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
Yes. I've said that all season. He was a front runner for me in finale.
And I like him. I think over the weeks, people are seeing more a relaxed Nick that is very down to earth. Mm-hmm. And he showed that in his package about, you know, growing up. He was very honest about that. And I think everybody loved to see the real Nick, the down to earth Nick. And now he's in for the win.
I love that. What do you think?
This wasn't my favorite. I was a little, I don't know, I was just taken aback a little bit. I wanted them again to have like that punch, like, because he always comes off as so dynamic and very strong. But this, I was like, I don't know what, I feel like they couldn't get their footing together. Like, I feel like they were like at odds with each other the whole time. And Sharna, I thought, looked amazing.
She did.
That costume was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's always perfect. But I don't know, I was expecting more, and I was expecting them to start off the night with something that was like boom, like really big.
Right.
And this just wasn't that for me.
It was that punch you're talking about. It just felt a little underwhelming, maybe.
I mean, for the whole night, it was like a crescendo.
Yeah,
by the time
we
got to Bindi and Derek and then Carlos and Whitney,
correct. Right.
Those were the two top performances. Almost like the show knew, like, oh, probably we're going to build towards the last two.
Yeah.
It was like a crescendo.
Yeah,
that's actually a great way to put it. They got all eights for a total of 24. Now we go. This makes me sad. Hayes and Emma, because I just love Hayes.
I love him too.
He did a werewolf waltz, and I think for all of us, we just were really surprised. I don't think anyone really knew. Well, we're not Vine aficionados, are we? Do you follow Vine?
No,
that yet?
I'm not a Viner.
None of us knew. We're not Viners. So none
Some
of us.
Some people would say they're wine people.
We love wine here at AfterBuzz.
Yeah, bring it.
But I just think that he just grew up before our eyes in a few short weeks. And to see a 15-year-old, because I saw Whitney last week, and we were both talking about when our brothers were 15 and how they would act. My brother would never have been that mature or that open to the whole process of Dancing with the Stars.
And he was so mature. And his mother raised him right because he would take time for everyone. He never became arrogant that he is now, you know, as a 15-year-old on the number one reality show on Mondays. No, he was very down to earth, but I called it. Unfortunately, I called it because we were sitting there with Dominic And the Vine superstar, Mary something. Okay. We were sitting there, and the three of them are standing, and just before I said, Hayes goes home, and then Tom calls Hayes. Because if you look at the demographic, do the 14-year-olds really vote? You know, maybe in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then now it's week six. Do they, you know, all come together? And I think the Nick Carter votes, they're upping their game. And I think Carlos and Alexa combined, I think that's why I think Hayes went home. They're too young.
Yeah, I also feel like Alec and Hayes kind of split votes between, like, an age demographic, because I think a lot of young girls respond probably to Alec, and they're like, oh my gosh, she's so cute, you know? And so I think that there's just that disconnect. And I think a lot of kids who are Hayes' fans probably don't watch TV at the time the show comes on. So they don't probably vote at the same time. I feel like they probably record it, watch it the next day, like most of us
and
do.
And put you two, as a 15-year-old, as a 15-year-old girl, would you rather have the idea of dating a 22-year-old or a 15-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. The 22-year-old.
Exactly.
So
you
make a very good point, and the vote goes to Alec. Although I thought, looking at Alec's package, especially last night, and it's kind of like, does the novelty wear off of what he did in Paris? Or is this really helping him with the votes? And now he gets even more because the Hayes fans probably will go to Alec.
Yeah, if they are voting. I always think it had been a social media vote on Twitter. Hayes would have won hands down. But it is one of those. But I thought he did a great job in the waltz last night. So
it's
elegant.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful and smooth. And
you could tell that he's working, like actively working on everything. And that's so cool for a 15-year-old, let alone a 22-year-old, let alone a 50-year-old.
But the guy had already cast, though, because last night was not would count for next week.
Yep.
So
it
was last week's performance that counted for this week.
Not to mention he killed it in the group dance, which we will get to, but he was like a star, you know,
a superstar.
Wiggle, wiggle.
I
think it was Julianne that mentioned that, called out Hayes.
She
like
did.
You were a different person, and I had exactly the same feeling. If you would have done that punch, that attack in his dance last week, I don't think he would have gone home.
It made me really upset that he went home.
I actually was a little teary-eyed.
Me
I'm
too.
Like, aww. Why am I crying over like a 15-year-old? I know, but it's
it's your inner mom coming out.
It is. I'm a mom to two cats, and now he's Greer, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It was nice seeing like all the cast hugging him afterward. I was like, you could tell that everybody likes him.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really cool, because I don't think that's true for all the people on the show.
Their score was an 899.
I'm going to stay out of that one.
I'll stay out of that one.
For 899, total of 26. So he left on a really good note, though.
Amazing.
So that's always a good. You don't want to leave when you had your worst dance ever.
Yeah.
No, your worst scores or the worst notes, like Paula and I had in week six. And I thought she vogued her butt off.
I did too.
She
thought she was
superior.
Are you kidding?
That was one of my favorite numbers of the night.
I thought it was so much fun. And I said, you know, she really remembered the choreography.
Yes.
She was very present and into it. And I was really surprised at the judges' comments, honestly.
That, yeah, I feel like they were like not watching for some, like, not connecting in with it. It was just,
I was super pumped.
I was kind of disappointed. And Paula's ready to go home.
Yeah, she did. She's like, my grandbaby.
She took it personal. She didn't want to come back in. She said, and especially afterwards when you know the die had already cast, you knew that you were going to go home, be nice. Just give her a 7 or 8.
Yeah, like you had a great
time.
Like,
at
least
a 7.
Disgusting.
We all talked about
especially
that.
Especially when so many others are gifted scores.
Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah.
So it was not.
Yeah,
that number was not 6.
No.
They were not 6.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we were like, that one wasn't a 10. We had talked about that.
Yeah,
Shirley was here last week.
So I don't get people saying, oh, it's just because Louis sitting next to you. No, it's not because
Watch
of that. There are
other
10s that I did not think were 10s.
Play by
that. There was a lot of over and underscoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go into Alexa and Mark doing their Edward Scissorhands Paso Doble. Now, I think this is like Mark lives for Halloween.
So Mark thinks every week is Halloween.
Every day is Halloween.
Yes.
I was impressed that they were able to, when they had to be in holes with those hands, that's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
leave it to Mark.
No, they did a fantastic job. And even though I just joked about him, he thinks this every week is Halloween. He does a fantastic job.
He's creative.
Finding a concept and then go all out. And sometimes he goes too far. And only I'm saying too far because sometimes Alexa was so covered with either makeup or some kind of headdress that the people at home forget who the celebrity is because she's covered. And last night with the hands, he was very creative. I could see a little bit in Alexa that she had to be held back because she couldn't grab his hands or he couldn't grab her. It makes you kind of like you're dancing behind a glass wall. There's somehow this, again, that punch. Punch is the word of the night that I missed. And that, I think, is due to those hands.
You know, I want to ask about Alexa because I think a lot of us have been like, she has an up week and then a down week and then up week. Where does she need to sort of focus in? Because I think she can possibly be a top four contender.
She could be in that final like anyone else. And she also needs to take what the judges say with a grain of salt because they overscore her one week, then underscore her the other week. Alexa just needs to focus on the dance. She is so down to earth. She's lovely. She'll do anything that Mark wants. She just needs to focus on her journey and all will be good.
Yeah, enjoy the moment. That's what I wish like she would do. And especially during some of her packages, I'm like, who cares what they think? Like, just have fun. I just miss that from her because there's been a few weeks where she had so much fun. And I thought last week she was severely underscored for that dance. Yeah. I was like, what dance are y'all watching? Because that was not what I watched because it was great.
That was good. That was good. It's a little harder to have fun when you actually stand there and have to listen to the crap sometimes that the judges throw out there. And also it makes you cocky when you get four tens while deep inside you're like, I don't really think that was worth a 10 myself, but thank you, I'll take it. And then you get cocky. And that happens too. So Alexa needs to stay in her lane and just crank out those dances each week.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a standout night for Alexa overall, for me, compared to what she's done. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with everything you guys have said about her, but I think out of a lot of their dances, Mark and her, I think that was one of my favorites.
I would agree, yeah.
She was the most beautiful.
She did. Yeah.
She looked gorgeous, very
more relaxed.
She
looked like she was more relaxed.
She had the confidence, too. Yeah. I think she needs to believe in herself more, too.
Exactly.
I think she's capable.
The only downside of being relaxed is in the Paso Doble, that can work against you. And that kind is what the judges used against Alexa last night.
But what do you think? I've seen a lot of tweets and stuff. People like, and I agree with this, too, I don't connect with her on screen. And you said, like, she's very, very personable and lovely in person. And it's like, and I don't think that she's not. But on screen, there's something about her that I'm like, who are you? Like, I want to know who she is.
It's with Alexa and the same with Tamar.
Yeah,
I agree.
Who
with
you
Emma.
See on screen and who you see in real life are almost two different people.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's all that perception.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's a good lead-in. We just want to say they got a score of 27.999, but the next dancers were Tamar and Val. And we, you know, that package, we go over this every single season, you know. Producers create a package out of tons of footage. They edit it the way they want to. They kind of encourage you to say things that they kind of want you to. You know, and people are like, well, why didn't she just say no? And I'm like, you know what? You want to be agreeable sometimes, and you just kind of go with it, and then you see
And also, like, how many hours of rehearsal did she have before that, where she's, like, exhausted and like, hey, whatever.
Good day, bad
day. So one of the things that happens when you sit there, I don't want to come across as a diva with the production, so let me just say what they want to say. And what's the other side? You come across as the diva. For trying not to be a diva. Mm-hmm. And you see that oftentimes with Tamar, that she really doesn't want to say it, but in the end she says it. And yeah, that can be used against you.
And she was upset. She was out on Twitter last night, and it was a real 50-50 mix on social media last night. Some people going, I can't believe she was edited that way, and other people were like, drop that attitude, like, I'm not voting for you anymore, and it's going to work against her.
And it's all sarcasm on her side. She
says
that the dry sense of humor, because if one person works hard, she would be the leader of the pack.
Aww. Look at
she
that.
She works harder than anyone else I know.
Wow.
And no one's seeing that.
No one is seeing that. But I will say it every time I was on the reel, and I will tell you, I said it last night on All Access because I think the judges went after her. Because we don't hear what the judges say when we're doing the All Access on the third floor in the ballroom. So I just assumed by their reaction and the booing by the audience, I thought, oh, the judges are on a roll. Again, on Tamar. And they have a lot of chemistry. And even Val will vouch for that. They have a lot of chemistry. But if they don't show that in the packages, but on the other side, from production point of view, how many people are talking about that chemistry, yay or nay, Twitter and Facebook?
Julianne in her comments talked about it, that it's not there, watching it. watching them.
Yeah, she's saying that she's saying when they dance together,
but
that it's missing.
I've been saying that all season. That
if you go and watch that dance last night, I feel like that's the most connected she's been with him the entire time. Like there was life in her eyes, like she was in on him, and then like with the camera, I feel like she was very aware. I don't know. I didn't see what they saw last night.
I don't either.
I thought that it was better than what they've scored it as.
I have to clear the record because I've been getting crap about this every single week about talking about Tamar. I have no issues with anyone personally. I'm not friends with the celebrities that are on the show. I know the dancers, but like, so I have nothing against Tamar. I don't, it's not that I don't even not like her or, you know what I mean, or like her, whatever. I just don't enjoy her as much as everybody else. That's it. I'm just clearing the record up.
That's
you know
fine.
What I mean?
Yeah,
I don't feel
exactly.
the connection.
That's all right.
Yeah, but everybody thinks, oh, you just don't like her. And then, yeah. exactly.
Well, what did we think of their foxtrot?
Yes.
We were talking about like it packages and everything else, but what happened to their dance?
I wish Julianne, as the ballroom dancing judge, would talk a little more about before you say your chemistry was off. If you take the foxtrot and you're in hold, you're not looking at each other. You're not supposed to look at each other.
Bingo.
Because you have left. And so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what we're missing. And this is what we miss when we don't have Len. I have to be honest. Like, I feel like some of the judging comments were, we don't have the way we've had in prior seasons of, like, a little bit of what the ballroom thing is about.
Because you can imagine him saying, sitting there on the judging panel and being like, well, forget about all this connection stuff. Let's talk about the dance. Because you actually had content in the dance.
Right.
And it was actually, like, straight-up foxtrot content.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What you're going to get from Val. Val's going to give you
and he's,
content.
And I like Val. I like Val because he combines creativity but has so much technique that that's what he bases it off of. And then he infuses outside kind of modern approaches. And I'm like, he did that in this dance. And I just don't get this dance above any other dance being marked down or marked lower. It just
and
didn't make sense.
And to your point, sometimes as pros, the question is, why would I do a traditional ballroom dance, if that's what we have to represent, if the judges don't fault you if you don't, or don't compliment you if you do?
True.
And it's really at one point you just think, like, let's do whatever we want to do. And some pros do, and thank Godfully, if that's a word.
That's okay.
Val does.
You know, a lot of the fans that have been around since season one, especially this season, I've been hearing from them saying, I miss the traditional ballroom. I miss some of the classic dances because everything looks like one big fusion dance. You know, jazz is always an open category. Everything looks like contemporary. Everything looks like So You Think You Can Dance, which is a show we all love, but each
this
has their place.
This is not that show.
Yeah.
And I love the fans. I love you guys for saying that. Mm-hmm. Thousands more need to say that until they actually
speaking up.
Havini's waltzes to 6/8 rhythms and waltzes to 3/4 rhythms and
they give you the music and you're like, that has nothing to do with the Viennese waltz.
I know.
Ever. All right, they got all eights for a total of 24. We move into Allison and Andy and their Paso Doble.
And there you have the underdog, the new underdog.
Yeah. I mean,
we thought he was gone by week 4.
Oh yeah.
I think we all did, and that switch up was the best thing for him. It like lit a fire in him, the light bulb went off, and he's here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although he still needs to work on his posture because thank God it was Halloween week.
Yeah.
So you can say, "Oh, that was Halloween way of doing Paso Doble."
The Halloween Paso Doble.
That's weird.
That's awesome.
His intention is that he had that punch, even though physically he didn't look as strong as Nick, for example, but he had that dramatic content that some of the others were missing. So he's now a possible contender.
Yeah. That's crazy. I never would have thought that. And they had me, as soon as the music kicked in, that music was perfection.
Mm-hmm. Music is so important.
Oh, that music had me. I was like, I'm in. I'm like,
and like his initial look too to the camera, I was like,
oh yeah,
go. I loved it.
Again, I was with Julianne on her comments though. Like, I wasn't sure why I liked it necessarily, but I really enjoyed it.
And Allison just flinging her 5-month pregnant body everywhere. She's incredible.
In those splits,
she's just like
that big
splits,
lip,
and she's like, just throw me. I got it.
It was borderline not Paso Doble, but it was just enough recognizable Paso Doble.
Yeah.
For it to be on the very positive side.
It's the essence of Paso Doble.
It is the essence.
And good for Allison to still try and do the real Paso Doble because she's not a ballroom dancer. So sometimes I think she goes too far, but last night she was borderline acceptance, recognizable choreography for Placido.
Yes.
Yep.
Very, very much.
Very good.
Altogether for them, it was 9-9-8 total of 26.
I'm happy he keeps getting these scores that are pretty high. I like it.
I dig him. It's like, it took me a while to warm up to him, but then, like, once, like, everything just clicked, I was like, okay, yeah. I get you. I'm there. Yeah. I'm there. Yeah.
And some of the celebrities are very serious, and Andy is one of them, Alexa is one of them, and Tamar, they're so serious about being here. They take it serious. And they come across as, you know, not as accessible as Bindi, right. But you can't fault them for wanting to do such a great job.
Shirley Ballas was here last week, and she mentioned that. She said, you know, she just knows that Tamar, for example, is very competitive. Mm. So because they want to be there and they want to do well, it can come across like that.
Yeah.
Right? I got to have that fire to be on the show, too. Yeah, speaking of accessible, we do have Bindi and Derek. They did the Las Boys Argentine Tango. Yeah, this was your favorite. I know you watched it like three times last night.
I never watch a dance three times, like almost ever.
Tell us how you really feel.
What do you think? Oh, we're not sure.
Just sounds.
It was everything about it. First of all, of course, the set, the dressing, the costume, the music, that was amazing in and of itself. And then you add Bindi, and I think because she's so sweet and likable, it's fun to see her be a character
edgy
that you don't expect.
Mm-hmm. And she needed that character because at one point, I think also, she is one-sided. At one point, sweet, 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 but there's so many other tastes that you can explore, and she did last night.
Yeah,
because you don't want to be one note. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's got, I mean, she oozes sweetness and light and sunshine, so how do you give her that edginess?
I just think this was perfect, in my opinion. It was just great. There were a lot of, like, side lunges, and I was like, okay, we got the side lunge, let's move on, but it didn't distract enough for me. I was just like, okay.
What that means is that how many other dancers have had that same lunge, and to cut time short so you do things that your celebrity has already done. Mm. It's a very creative way to not do new things, but things in a different jacket.
Yeah.
So it's very cleverly done. She needs to get stronger with her muscles, though, because she needs to, if she wants to win, she needs to now elongate her body more, be stronger with her own muscles. Because she's being thrown around and she catches the position, but if you look, it needs to be, the muscles need to work harder now on.
That's actually a good point. And we had talked a little bit off camera, just that the judges they're so positive and they're not giving her the little bit of like encouragement of like, this is where I think you need to focus in on for like the last few weeks, you know, really to refine your performance. Cause she's at a level that is really lovely.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I look like her toes are pointed. A lot of times people that are non-dancers forget their feet at all. Mm-hmm. And you know, her toes are always pointed and you know, she does really nice things out there on the dance floor. So it's always interesting. It's interesting to hear like, what are those little things that she should work on?
Yeah.
I'm calling you right now. She wins. I'm just saying. She wins. They win.
I mean, I was going to say, I feel like if people had to vote right now and just give somebody the mirror ball, it would probably be her.
That's my prediction.
Just because of accessibility and execution, too.
The things that you guys question about Alexa, Tamar, and Andy in the beginning, she has that in spades. So she takes that over anyone.
Yep.
But the question is, will Americans be patriotic when it comes to the top two spots? Yeah. Mm. Or will they we're going for the likability?
Australians can vote. They're airing it live to Australia.
They do?
Yeah, they are.
That's awesome.
Australia has it.
I mean, she's definitely deserving. But we're only in week 7.
I know.
Week 8 now.
True.
So.
Okay. Interesting. I know. It's very interesting to me because these top 8 people, like everyone is really good.
Overall,
yeah. Yeah, and I feel like, you know, some people go up and down, but you never really know where everyone's going to fall week to week.
When we were standing there, Paul and I were just called into Jeopardy, and then Alexa and Mark, and then Alexa started crying because everybody was talking about Paula's fan base. So they thought they were going home, and I think that was part of the reason why Alexa was so emotional this week. Because she fears that she might be next. Mm. So I'm happy with her staying that won't happen. But what Paula said when we were standing there, she was happy to go home. Because now it is fair game. Mm. Anyone can win. It would be unfair if I would stay over Alexa. And I thought that was so adorable. And I wish the camera was on her, and everybody could hear what she said.
Aww.
Yeah.
She was sweet. I just love, she's like, I'm going home to my grandbabies.
Yeah, I was more disappointed, but I loved what she said, and I thought, you know what? Yeah. Fair game.
That's awesome.
They got the perfect 30. We're good with all 10s on that?
Yeah.
All
right. Yes. I think, yeah.
I would have given 2 10s and 1 9.
Who would have
given
the 9?
Because I would have given Carlos and Whitney one step higher.
Okay.
But you can't give 3 10s, you can't go higher. So
exactly.
And now you can't get that 11. Alec and Lindsay doing a Viennese waltz. This was another weird package. Like, worried about his scores from the week before.
What was that? Like, why was he? I don't know why he was.
What were we talking? Carlos?
No, Alec.
Alec. Oh, Alec.
He was getting so, like, pissed. He was
but it
really
sounded
pissed.
Like they took sound bites from, like, really weird different moments and then just threw it all together in a package.
I know what it's like to have 20 hours of footage, if not more, and then it has to be cut down to 1 minute 30. So I know that they can create any story they want with anything you've said, but watching that package, I'm like, Alec, shut up. And
exactly.
Dance. And he didn't. And then on top, when Lindsay walked in front of screen and kind of rolled her eyes at camera, I thought, oh, this is not good for Alec. This is not good for Alec. And then I think his scores were kind of mellow. Mm-hmm. Again, we didn't hear them. But quite honestly, I think he is next.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, his scores were 9-8-8. And I feel like he's ready for all nines. Or you know, he was so... I think when you come out so strong, too, you're like, I got this.
He needs the votes. Yeah. If he doesn't have the votes, he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about him working with Artem? Do you think that helped him, or...?
I think so. I mean, I still saw some of the same issues that he's had for the previous week, so it was not like it was like some overhaul, but...
Louis has something to say, you guys. Don't ignore it.
What are we talking about?
Exactly. I knew we were going to do that, so...
go ahead.
I think it was good TV to have Artem in there. Did it help?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little. And also, Carrie-Anne mentioned already the week prior that it would be good for Alec to have Artem in there. So she kind of put that out there already. So it wasn't a surprise that he went into that rehearsal.
No.
Also, in the group dance, he stood out to me in terms of being off time. Like, it was like right away. I was like, ah, Alec! You're messing up the whole video. Do you remember? He was off.
Trust me, I thought the same thing. I thought that this dance, I thought he had a lot of more punch in this dance than I think the past few weeks have been kind of like current for me. But this wasn't my favorite of the night. Like, I don't think I'll remember this. But I'm happy for Lindsay, though, because I think she's doing really well with choreography.
I can barely remember it now, trying to visualize it.
You know what's interesting, too? We're reaching a level, or those weeks, you know, they were in the opening number, they had the group number, they also have their own number. You know, for asking a non-dancer to remember 3 dances can be a lot.
That's really tough, yeah.
It's a lot.
But in week 2, we had double dances to learn.
That was... Yeah.
And he did well. He did well in that week.
And he's 22. So for him to memorize, hasn't had any trouble with that. But I think if you're not used to the entertainment industry and things go kind of against you, you have to have calluses on your soul. Mm-hmm. And I think it's getting to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first 2 weeks, it was all...
Shiny and new.
The hero. And now it's like, let's pound into the hero. And he doesn't feel like a hero anymore. So I think emotionally it affects you to be strong emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Business is hard. And then being on the show, you can't even imagine. But like, our business is hard.
Yeah.
And you do. You have to... Hard
brutal.
Is not even the word. It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
And I don't take things personal.
I know. When people just sit there and write things on Twitter, I'm like, do you know I'm human too? Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, you don't have to like me, but.
When you sign up to be a public figure, it comes with the territory.
It does.
So shut up and deal with it.
Yeah.
Note to self.
All of us. That's why you don't respond.
It just escalates
into a war. Yeah, bye. all right, so 9-8-8 was the total for them, total of 21. Carlos and Whitney doing a paso doble, the smokiest paso doble I've ever seen.
Literally.
Yeah.
Great music. I mean, Carmina Burana is so dramatic and so fantastic.
I love that song. Please ask me, why do I love that song?
Why do you love
that
it?
Song?
Because in 2008, I was nominated for a choreography Emmy. To Carmina Burana.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a good one.
And we had that one on the Dance with the Stars tour. So
I love that song.
I love it. Oh, it is such
it's
a powerful
so good.
Song. And that is the song you need if you need punch, if you need attack. That is the song you need.
Yeah.
And how clever to use Phantom of the Opera, combine it with Carmina Burana. I thought it was very clever.
It
I don't
felt
know,
like
did you guys get that?
Oh. Yeah.
On the boat and the mask?
Sure.
Mask.
Yeah.
It felt like a Broadway show, honestly.
It was,
you know, and they were running around and used the stage really well, yeah. used the space, so it felt really big and epic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though Bindi and Derek were fantastic, if you look at all the components in terms of content, execution value, the production, makeup and hair and costume, this was my top of the night.
I thought it was fantastic.
I did too. It was my favorite of the night, honestly. This one was my favorite. Yeah, and
I could see why.
Yeah, and just the feel of it and everything else. And I always wonder sometimes, because that last spot sometimes has the escalated scores.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that they had a little bit lower than... I could see both of them getting 10s, you know, all the way across the board.
I mean, I was just proud of him because it's like he's had such issues with his arms and his shoulders and stuff, and I thought that he really, really worked hard to combat that. And I'm proud of him because you're finally seeing like a connection as a viewer to him, and I think that that's really important, especially at this stage in the game.
And the added element of a cape, and good
that
work.
Drama.
That was good cape work, and partnering, and remembering, and the group dance. I mean, that was.
He did a really good job.
He deserved that.
Yeah.
He did a really good job. Yeah, they're a total 9, 10, 9, so they had a total of 28 altogether. And then, of course, we have those team dances. Team Nightmare and Team... Who are you going to call? Let's talk about the Team Nightmare, because they went up first. It was Nick, Tamar, Andy, and Hayes. And I got to tell you, I said this had Sharna written all over it. Like, I just felt like Sharna was, like, choreographing it.
But it had Allison, too, because Allison and Tables.
Allison loves her tables.
So I was like, oh, it had to be part of her.
Choreographed very well for the camera, too, I thought. It felt theatrical for us at home.
I mean, they used the entire space. They used every single stage, like, all the floor. Like, it was very well thought out.
Those costumes were killer.
They were. That was sick.
It was. And, we had to kind of... I stepped out for All Access because the Vine Star was commenting on the group number. So I watched from an audience perspective. The first Team Nightmare were facing the front. Mm-hmm. And Team Ghostbusters, they were facing the stage. So we kind of had a side-back view. So from that point of view, it wouldn't be fair to compare them. But in terms of what I saw on the screen, Team Nightmare slayed it. It was such an easy... It wasn't even close.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Team Nightmare was just...
They were sharp and
they were
clean.
That was a Broadway number. Yeah, that was a Broadway number. Goes to Broadway and we get a standing ovation. That was fantastic.
Yeah, they killed it. It was so fun to watch. I could definitely watch that again a few times, actually. But I will say, in Derek's blog, he did say he wished he had gotten that song.
No, that's the thing. That song, that Ghostbusters song, it's got that same beat the entire time. And the Nightmare for Christmas song is just really cool.
I remember well.
Because in season 3, I had Monique Coleman, the Disney star from High School Musical, and we had Ghostbusters Cha-Cha by ourselves. Not even a group, by ourselves. Oh, and it's just...
Ghostbusters. And it's 80s. It's that 80s, like, synthesized music.
I will give Ghostbusters, or who you gonna call.
Who you gonna call.
Yeah. That last lift with Alexa.
That was sick.
That was fantastic.
And how about Carlos and all those lifts on the hoverboard? Yes. I thought that was impressive. Yeah. That's not easy balancing and everything
else. Oh, that's kind of fun because everybody, all the young celebrities and pros were fighting at McCadden. Who is going to actually be able to use them in one of their numbers?
Yeah, because they wanted to 1 week, and then I think something got switched out last minute.
Yeah, Derek and Bindi wanted to do it, and then Carlos in the end, and Whitney got it, and in the beginning, Lindsay got it as a ghost. Which
that
was
right.
That was cool. Yeah, there were some really cool elements to it. It's hard because it is, you know, you don't think about the music choices have effect so much, and then when you come out strong with Team Nightmare, and then you're like, who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay.
They should have put the Ghostbusters first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the content, they had a few moments that were just entrance and exits, while the other were very creative. The content was literally from the beginning to end. There was never a dull moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people were off time in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and God bless, like, whomever.
It was Alec. sorry to call him out.
And, but, yeah. And then Bindi was like, it was me, I'm sorry. And I'm like, God bless you, girl. You are so cute. Just like accepting, who knows to accept responsibility at 17? Nobody, you don't learn that until you're like 35. And I was like, this girl, like, come on. You're like just this little ball of sunshine. I want to take you home and just squeeze you, you know?
And in the beginning, when I met
now you're Southern.
I know.
when we all met at GMA, when they announced the cast, I had no idea how to take Bindi. Yeah. I thought, oh.
Weird. It's hilarious.
But then when I got to know her, I'm like, wow, no, that girl, that's Bindi. Sincere. That's not
through and through.
That's not a Disney princess. That's not, nope, that is just her and her mom. She got that from her mom and probably her dad, but I never met him. Mm-hmm. What a love. I love Bindi. And if she wins, she deserves it.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. And, you know, it'll be interesting because next week they're doing the immunity, and I'm like, is it going to be the obvious one, or do they, like, throw you a loop and someone gets immunity? And
do you want my opinion?
Yeah, do it. Do
of course
it.
We do.
Yes, so cool. Predictable. We love this. Put it out there.
It's going to be predictable. It's not going to be a surprise.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
And then you think possibly Alec goes home, maybe.
That's what I...
Yeah.
I think he definitely... Yeah, I think that package kind of...
I hate those I hate it when they put out those packages because it's just the person that watches all the time week to week, it's one thing, but like the average viewer at home, I think takes it more
that are actually affected by those things.
Yeah,
you know,
it just bugs me. We saw
May
it last
I ask
season
you, too. Kristen, how Tamar had what score wise?
On score, let me go
all
back.
Eights, 24.
All eights, yeah.
All eights, and Alec had what?
1, 9, and 2 eights.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so Alec had a 9 at least, so. Tamar's score are really low, so she's going to get the votes. Because that's what happened when we did Samba, and she got 2 sevenths. 3 sevenths and an 8, while that deserved at least 8 and maybe a 9, because that was... She did fantastic.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She got the vote. She wasn't even in Jeopardy, so...
So that'll save her.
I think so.
Or at least get the fan base to vote. That mm-hmm. her fan
and
base
don't forget, it's not just a celebrity.
It's Val.
You have to compare Lindsay and Val. Val won. He's the current champion. Mm-hmm.
Val's
so.
Been on longer. He's got more fans.
Oh, he's got a huge fan base.
And if you look at her, she also has like so many millions, like 5 million Instagram followers, and like she has all those real viewers who are kind of the same viewers that watch Dancing with the Stars in terms of like
and Alex
the same
just joined
time.
Twitter this fall.
I know. So yeah. It's like you got it. And it's like
and he doesn't come with a fan base either.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's new to this whole world. Before we do wrap up, I want to just briefly chat about La Blast because my mom was in Atlanta and took your class and had loved it. Recently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's like, I'm taking a class in Louis Van Gogh.
I know, I always see you everywhere traveling and doing them, and you've been in my hometown and some other places, and I'm like, I want to take class with Louis. Hello.
This Saturday, right here in Sherman Oaks. Yeah, I'm so, nice. I mean, I started this with Lisa Rinna 7 years ago with a class, and now we have over 1,000 instructors worldwide.
Wow.
We just rebranded the whole company. We have the DVDs, we have the online membership when people, because what I've realized is the people that I want to have dancing are the people that do not dare to come outside, that need to lose a lot of weight, that feel embarrassed, that would never step into a dance studio or a fitness facility. Mm-hmm. So we want to help them at home. So we you can do it online for $24.95. You can have unlimited classes.
So
I do every month. We do new videos, and we have the 1,000 instructors, and we have the DVDs. Yep, we're going to get the world dancing.
Oh, I love that.
Zumba, step aside. La Blast, here we come.
It's here.
Bam. Yeah.
Well, we're so glad
check
that you
out,
finally
guys.
Joined us. And where can they find more information? LaBlast.com?
LaBlastFitness.com.
Perfect.
And you find everything about the DVDs, the at-home membership, become an instructor. We have many certifications.
Yeah, I went online. I was checking it out. And you can type in your zip code and find a class near you.
Yes.
So do that.
Excellent.
Yes, well, absolutely.
Thank you for being here. I'm sorry
thank
it
you.
Took 7 additional seasons to get you back in. But come back anytime.
Yes.
5 seasons, I know. We love you. Thank you.
Let's make it next season.
Let's
how about
do
it.
It. Let's do it.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Where can everyone find you online, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
Yes, under my name and LaBlastFitness.com. And
Suri.
At Suri Serrano on everything.
Jake. Instagram, Jake Dupree. Twitter, Jake_Dupree.
At Kristen Burt on Twitter and The Kristen Burt on Instagram. We will see you all next week for it's week 8. Oh my goodness. See y'all next
crazy.
Week.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.